believing this morning?
Yes.
If you're not, go ahead and shift gears, get in a place of expectation. And I sent a message. Go ahead, Beth. I sent a message to my pastor this morning. I know that he's preaching up at Faith Restoration. And I know it, but he put it on there. So I messaged him this morning. I said, what's your title? I said, I'm praying for you. Of course, I prayed for him before I said it. And prayed for him to have a good anointed service and the Holy Spirit to move. And prayed for the people up there and everything. And he said, he told me what his title was. And he said, what's yours? And I said, and so I just snapshot last Sunday and sent it to him. I said, the title this morning, I guess, if the Lord don't leave me any different, is what is your problem? That was my title last Sunday. What is your problem? I didn't have no idea what I was going to do with that, Mac, you know. But God knows, you know. And I quoted a man of God that said a statement that I took in my whole Christian life. And I run with it because he said it. I felt like it was God. It wasn't a scripture. But it was backed up throughout all the Bible by scripture. What this man, his name was R.W. Schambach. And he said, and I told the little bit of his story. He was an evangelist, traveling evangelist. Put up tents and storms would blow them down. They'd go on preach. I mean, that's trouble. Storm flooding in the tents, but they go on and have the meeting. I mean, that's trouble. But he had this statement, and I was 27 and a half, I guess, years old. And I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to him on TV. And I've done fell in love with Jesus. I done surrendered my heart to Jesus. My life is still not good, you know. I mean, but the only thing I know is be faithful to church. And I don't care what flu, what work, whatever, at that moment. You're not to pattern after me. We're to pattern after the Holy Spirit. Whatever, but I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm doing everything that I, at that moment, that I knew to do to serve Jesus, which was just a little bit because I didn't know a lot. But that little bit was all God needed to show me signs, wonders, miracles, I mean breakthroughs and strength that I didn't know I had. But anyhow, I sat there and he says, you ain't got no trouble. He said, all you need is faith in God. And my thought at that moment was, this dude don't live down here in Blount County where I live. This dude don't know. You know, but it came on the inside of me that I received it from the Lord. And I thought, you know what, prayed God, according to the Bible, what I do know, I ain't got no trouble. I've got Almighty God that rolled back the Red Sea for them that he wanted to bring out of bondage. But God, I mean, he shut the mouths of lions. So I went to my boss and I told him, I said, I'm not looking for a reason not to work. I said, I was a quitter. He knew me better than anybody. He could have said, amen. Yeah. I quit him a bunch. I quit my job. You couldn't get me to keep a regular job for my future. Paying in Social Security. But I looked at him on a Thursday. And I don't think I got to go to church that last Wednesday night. How many knows midweek was important to me, Dave?
Yeah.
But God, I'm trying not to backslide.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I wanted this life that I'd give my heart to Jesus. I wanted this life that people were talking about on TV. I wanted him to show up in my financial future. I wanted to have something. I wanted to have a good marriage. I wanted to have a good life. I wanted my son to see me not as a pothead. Every time I'd hold him stoned, I'd think, you can't know this man. I got to change. I couldn't change without Jesus. Even though I wanted to change. But I didn't want him to know a father that did drugs. I wasn't going to turn him on to pot and marijuana gateways into that world that I'd lived in and been treated. I didn't want him to live that lost. But anyways, I'm sitting there, and I thought, you know what? According to that Bible, well, I went to my boss, and I told my boss, I said, I'm not looking ever for a reason. I've made up my mind that I'm going to work. God created man to work 6 days. I found it in Genesis that I needed to be faithful. I found it in there that I needed to do my work as unto the Lord. And I'd made up my mind, I am tired of being a quitter. I'm tired of quitting and not going home and going to the bars on Friday night when I don't want to go home to my marriage. I'm tired of going to the coming home broke, and me and my family ain't got nothing. I know you might not have been there, but by God, I'm telling you right now, that devil will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay if you are yielding to him. He'll take you down a road to destruction. So today, what is your problem why you can't serve God? There ain't one. Serving God is a choice. Walking with God is a choice. Denying myself is a choice. And so I went to him and I said, look, because I felt like at that moment that I can't go where I want to go in God, which I didn't even know where I was going. I'm just saved. But I thought I got to have church. And anything, the flea market used to get it. I mean, you know, and I mean, I even still wanted to go to the flea market on Sunday. I would think, well, go over now. I went one time and dodged everybody. Worst hilltop trip I ever had in my life. I laid out of church and told Teresa and Travis, well, I mean, we'll go to church. We're faithful, buddy. Just a break. Just take a break. You know, God won't mind. Just go the hilltop one time. Everybody that I've been trying to get to go to church was there, Mac. I even told Teresa, don't go down that aisle. Let's go this way. Did I do it or not? We dodged them. Conviction was all of, you know better as a Christian not to go to church when you can. There ain't nobody got to preach it into you and beat it into you. You know the Bible says, and you know the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And there's times when, praise God, what is your problem why you don't go to church? Well, it's my job. Well, if you know God gets going against God's will, then if you can't change it, then you bless God fast. And you believe God to make a way where you have no way. I didn't have to quit my job. I never quit that job again. So if you are a man or a woman of God, don't quit your job. There's a bunch of sinners there. We got a pacifier. We're going to give you a sugar pacifier till you get over it. Because them sinners need you in there. They need to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if you don't stand and fight the good fight of faith, you will not see the glory of God in your circumstance, and you will not see the delivering power of God. You will be defeated. I don't care if we are living in the day of grace, like the Bible says, I believe we are, God's mercy. God's grace is God's ability. It's not just unmerited favor. It's God. So I told my boss, I'm not telling you what to do. You got a leading of the Holy Spirit. If you're not born again, I will get you in touch with Jesus Christ today, and then you can have this same Holy Spirit that I'm talking about that will convince you. That will convince. Conviction means to convince. He will convince you the will of God in your life. He will convince you of the Word of God. He will quicken the Word of God to you. He will show you the victories that is already yours. Well, I told my boss, I said, I'm not a quitter anymore. I'm not going to ever quit again. I said, I'm not looking for a reason to quit my job. I said, but I am going to church on Wednesdays. So I didn't say I'm going to quit and threaten him with all that arrogant hogwash. I was humble. I was pleading with him. I wasn't threatening him. Mac, I wasn't threatening him. I was just letting him know out of a heart towards God that I'm going to serve him. And serving him was going to church. And that's the last hilltop that I ever went to. on a Wednesday. Maybe not. Sunday. I found me flea markets all over the world on Saturday. Right? Hey, flea markets all over the planet. You can drive all the way to Tennessee and be in a flea market on Saturday. Right? But come Sunday, Richard, this old boy right here is in the house of God. And you know what I found after several years of serving God that way? I never had to quit my job. He hired somebody and loaded my truck on Wednesdays only. And I got to go home and go to church. Why? Because I took a stand. I knew that was the will of God. Church is the will of God. I mean, we're here. What are we going to do? I mean, us that knows the Lord, we think everybody knows them like we do. We think the ones that are lost that knows what to do, how to follow God. Really? Do you think that? Well, what do we think? We just okay just to get our stuff and all of that stuff and then just forget everybody that don't know how to walk with God, that don't know how to pray, that don't know how to fast, that we say we might not know out there, but we say find you a good Bible-based church. I never quit that job. God put me in my own business while I would never quit that job. And if you quit a job and you don't turn in a notice and you are a Christian, I mean, that's not a good witness. Put in a month's notice, 3 weeks, whatever they want. Well, what if I don't get that? I'm afraid I'm going to get that. The Bible says you're not given a spirit of fear. If you know God's telling you to switch jobs, you want it over there, you're not doing it on your own, then you inquire of the Lord, then you put it into Him, you find out if it's okay, and then you go to them and you tell them. Right? Be a good witness, for let your light shine, that men will see your good works, and they will go. And not only that, I've got one in here that lost his job. Been there 17 years, one job. He felt like he lost his mama. Maybe not that deep. But it didn't feel good. It's something you was accustomed to, something you was comfortable in. I mean, your life, your future, your whole future there in the natural is coming to an end. But you know what? He had been coming to church and serving the Lord, reading his Bible, fasting when all hell's breaking loose with him. He come in one time. I'm going to use him as an example. And I'm bringing glory to God when I say it, because that was part of the fruit of my ministry. It's for me to preach the Word of God and me and you lay hold of it and walk it and have the fruit of it in our life, a manifestation of the proof of the ministry. My greatest desire is that you have victory. That I see you have victory. I see you walk into battle. I see you succeed. I see you lay hold. I see you cause God to roll back red seeds in your life. If I preach this word right and do it right, well then it'll happen. If you do something. If you lay hold. If you stop quitting. Hallelujah. I don't have time to get oppressed. My daddy's dead. My mama's dead. My brothers are dead. Some of my brothers, my sisters. Some of them dead and all that. And birthdays come and Christmas comes. But I got Judah's gone, and we talk about him every now and then. Devastating time in our life. I have had to put down some of the most loved dogs on the planet and had to let them die in my arms and go bury them. So I know. I lost my son to his family. When school used to start back, don't give me this emotional trip that God don't know what you're going through. God let his only son be hung on the cross so that we don't have to be in misery. When death and things happen in our life, all we got to do is pick up our cross, hallelujah. Yep. The Word of God. Well, you know what? I went on there. So what was my problem if I had not yielded? I would have had the same problem I'd always been having. See, there's patterns. If Satan, you're attacked with sickness or something on church night, I used to be a, you got to watch these patterns. Demonic spirits can make you feel stuff. I used to have a good church service, Matt, and then on Monday, trial would hit me. And I, first thing I'd think, I'm not going to church Wednesday. But God, I'm just not going. That happened to me, and I'd be like, oh well, I just won't go to church. It really don't matter. Come Wednesday, I'd be finally got it together. If I didn't drink, I'd be like, oh, it's going to be good tonight. Oh. And I'd be like, oh, can't she shut up? I'd be, man, if she had to work like I work and all these trials, I'd come in and I'd be like, she'd been singing all day and I'd been worrying. Yeah. I mean, it was you in the flesh. Right. And she's over here, oh, and you think she ain't facing nothing. I'm having to work and face these devils and cover my wife and love my wife. And she stands over here and washes a few dishes and comes in, oh, ready to go. She'd been out of sleep all day. But see, when you're down, God has them up. And I'll be like, oh, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, maybe it will. Maybe I don't want to miss nothing. So when I wouldn't go, but you have to watch them patterns. Before you know it, the Lord spoke to me when I got to where I could hear him. How many knows you've got to develop where you can hear him? Some people are led by their emotions and feelings for 50 years as Christians. They think they're in faith till they want what they want and it crosses God's will. Then God's will is they challenge with it. You got to make a choice. You got to repent. You got to turn. You got to get saved. You got to change things. Right? And so anyways, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me. And he said, what has church got to do with right now? I thought, oh God. That pattern came every Monday and Tuesday. And then it would start on Thursday, about Sunday. I mean, that's several days away. And so I finally realized this pattern that the enemy had. And so he tried to get me through the church services and different things. And I told him, I said, Satan, I realized it wasn't him. I said, Satan, I'm bringing notice to you, and I will do this if you test me. If you say anything else to me about church on Wednesday or Sunday, that's when they are ordained to be together and I am supposed to be in church according to the Word of God. Forsake not, Scotty, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some are doing it. That's what he told me back then. He said, but as much more as you see the day of Jesus approaching, you know, encourage one another to good works, talking about go to church. I told him, I said, if you mess with me again, I will start on Monday night. I'll find me a revival on Tuesday night, Wednesday night. I'll go to my church on Wednesday, Thursday. You got to get aggressive with that devil. And you got to give him notice. You tell him. He's messing with me about church services one time. You know, you couldn't hardly get me to call off a church service because I don't like backing up in my marriage. I don't like backing up when I've got the victory somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I like to maintain it. And then if I can advance it, I want to advance it. That's the way God puts his spirit in you. That is not you. Most of us probably wouldn't have made it halfway through life if we'd depended on ourselves. I told Satan, I said, Satan, if you don't, he quit bothering me about church. Once my mind was made up and I usurped my authority over him, but God, and then I've been in my own business and emergencies come up and different things, you know, things you think because I'm in my own business, did I make my own plans? Buddy, I have to work God's kingdom around this thing. I have to work God's kingdom. When I moved over here, I know you're getting meat right now. You're not getting some shallow bunch of junk, I'm telling you, to try to make you feel bad, to try to make you feel like you blah, blah, blah. Somebody said, Travis, one time, he said, I just can't do like your dad does. He said, oh, yeah, you can. You got the same faith. You got the same God. You've got the same. You just got to do what dad does. Yeah. Travis knows me, not pastor. Right. Travis knows me, dad. Yeah. Travis knows me on the job. Travis knows me in the trials. Travis knows me, you know, he knows me better than anybody in the natural realm. But he also knows that I will stand against the enemy. He knows that I'll put God first concerning the church. I'll put God first concerning my finances. He knows me as dad. He knows me as a servant of the Most High God. It's not just that he knows me not as a religious thing. He knows that I know Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He knows that I know the Holy Spirit. So what is your problem? The Lord spoke to me. I wrote some things down last week. Y'all done took up so much service, that's terrible. 25 till before I got started. What am I supposed to do with that? I feel like Teresa now. I feel like y'all got me on a time clock. Because I've trained y'all at 12:15. Some of you got things baking. It ain't my fault. Most of it is not. It's my job. I mean, the Lord give me that. I've never had that title before, Mac. What is your problem? I'm thinking, I can't carry that to the church. Golly, bum, I won't get nobody back next Sunday. Well, I got the ones that wasn't here. The one here last Sunday, I guess I couldn't handle it. I don't know, but I got y'all. So here we go again. But you know, God brought that. He wasn't trying to whip, beat, or anything. He was getting knowledge. Praise God that we become aware of some of the things that are self-inflicted on our part. When we self-inflict ourselves, that's not God. We can shoot our own foot. But I heard this in my spirit. It's my job. You know what? Just be the best you can be on your job and believe God for strength. I understand. I have my own job for 31 years, and sometimes I ain't got no kids in here. It sucks. Right? I don't love getting up and going to work every morning. I do it by faith. This is the day that the Lord has made, and then I spend time, a little bit of time talking to the Lord, and I tell the Lord, these doors are getting heavy at 59. Seems like the more I get to work early, the later Travis gets, because I think he's figured out, stay at home. We get everything loaded up. So don't give me that problem. That's why I can't serve God, Johnny. I can't serve God because my boy's 7 minutes late every day. Right? I got to get weaker and weaker because it's your job. It's my job. What am I supposed to do? Do my work as unto the Lord, not based on whether Travis is faithful or not, right? Not based on whether Keith, he's an atheist as of right now. He claims to be an atheist. What is that going to do? I got an atheist in the back seat. So don't give me that hogwash about sinners. I want them riding in my truck. You want them beside you. If you really going to praise God, if you really going to serve God, you want them. You want them riding with you. You want to be in the middle of that bunch of sinners at your workplace. Now, you ain't going to sit in there and shoot the bird with them and talk about the neighbors with them. We just read the scripture over there in Psalms 1 a week or two ago. It says, blessed, happy is the man that sits not in the council of the ungodly. Did you know you can act ungodly as a Christian? You can talk down on the church. That's ungodly. You can gossip about your brothers and sisters how you don't think they ought to be doing what they should be doing. Pray God, that's ungodly. When I want to do it, I just give it to the Lord and I say, if anybody's going to judge them, you are. I'm not, because I ain't going to get judged down here. Because the Bible says, judge not that we be not judged, right? I'm not going to criticize anybody if I think they can do better, because I end up doing not that good myself if I do it. Why? Because the Bible says in Galatians 6, be not deceived, God's not mocked. Whatever a man puts out, sows, that shall he reap. Right? I know you're quiet. It's not bad. Don't look at it in a bad manner. Right? Because we're going to endeavor to be honorable to God. It's my job. It's my job's why I can't, so I can't be happy. I don't care. Pray God, you just ask that prodigal son, buddy. You give me my stuff, I'm going to live my own way. I want my inheritance. Gave it to him. He ended up going, he wasn't under control of nobody then. And you know what he ended up doing down in the hog pens, feeding the hogs, eating the husk. He was a son. Right? What happened? He made his own choices. He made his own choices. And then he ends up down there and he said, oh, I'm going back home. Some of you out there in church, unchurched land, I'm going back to church. Oh, Lord, I've been a Jonah too long. Lord, I've been a Jonah too long. God, you told me to go to church. You told me to tithe. You told me to love one. You told me to forgive. Lord, you've told me in the services, stand anything that gets in my way of doing your will, to stand against it, Lord. And if there's nothing that I can do about it, God, believe me, fast and believe me. You believe you. You've told me, God, and I'm going to go ahead like Jonah did in the belly of that. They say it was a whale, but that's not what the Bible says. Your Bible don't say it was a whale. It says a great fish, Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. God had commissioned Jonah. This come up to me this morning. It's my wife. That's what Adam said, men. It's them women. Yeah, if Samson had to listen, to the Lord, if you will listen to the church, not to them out there that's trying to match you up because y'all all got things in common. You're the wrong one. Me and Teresa like daylight and dark difference. She likes TV. I can't stand it. She used to love pizza. I care less about pizza. She liked them old hard throat punching, blowing guts up every horror movie. But God, horror. I mean, but God, I have nightmares for 2 days, Johnny. But God, I mean, I'm like, put on Andy Griffin. Man, let's listen. Let's Gilligan's Island, man. Not this. I remember Freddy Krueger. Y'all remember him? Oh, that was terrible back there till you realize all it was, you know. Good Lord, you didn't want to go on no dock at night fishing. Think about him coming up out of that water. Woo! Jason, whichever one it was. See how I kept up with it? That was terrible. She's like, come on, baby, man up. Watch it. And I'm over there, nah, man, I'm not watching this stuff. You can't get stoned and watch that. Dude, I mean, you sat there tripping from one end. I mean, you're just tripping. Did you come over here in the King's Sea? But it was my wife. No, my wife ain't never stopped me from serving Jesus. But God, she can't stop me. She can't stop me from being obedient to the Lord. She can go out there and bust my windshields out and cut all my tires, and but God, but I can call Johnny. Hey, Johnny, my wife's wrecked everything we got, but God, hallelujah, but I'm hanging on to Jesus. Come by here, swing around. I'll come beat you out the road. She's a little dangerous. I'll be out the road down at the neighbor's house. Pick me up down there. What I'm telling you, I'm being extreme, but they can't nothing stop me from serving Jesus. Right? From going after God. They can't no gas money stop me from going to church. I went on empty, praise God, and God took care of me. He caused my car to run out, rock, and run the battery down, and then had me to lay hands on it. It cranked up, took us home in a thunderstorm. I will never be the same because I killed that bear. Right? See, once you experience God's glory in your life by your fighting, by your stance, by your believing, I'm telling you, it'll transform you. I'm telling you, it'll transform you into the same image of Jesus. It'll cause you to know that He's with you just like He was with Jesus. That He loves you just like He did Jesus. Did He show up for Jesus? You better believe He showed up for Jesus. He multiplied finances, bless God. I mean the word fed 5,000 with a little two loaves of bread and five fish and had 12 baskets left. How in the world? He told Peter to go fishing and told him, he said, when you get the money out of that fish's mouth, he said, pay my taxes and pay yours. And I found out when I have to pay taxes, I use that scripture. Now there used to be a time when I lived off of getting me a little gift back from Travis being here. You know what you call it, tax credit, whatever, child credit. Whew. I'm like, whoo, $900 first of the year. Then they come up, people's getting $10,000. I'm like, God, they don't even need God anymore. Just have four kids. You get $20,000 a year back. You know, and then it come to the place where I was going in and I was getting food stamps, and then I couldn't tell them I didn't have no savings. My saving was change in a jar. I didn't have no money. That's why I'm wanting them food stamps. And I went in, and that old woman, I just hated her anyhow before I got saved. Now I got to love her. Because she just get up a little up in your business. Want to know if you got money in a jar. And I'm like, are you serious? I told her, I said, are you serious?
Have you got any money in a jar?
I thought, I can't lie anymore. I said, yes, I've got a little money in the jar. I'm saved now. Before, I was like, no, I ain't got no money. I ain't got none. I barely did get gas to get here, lady. Well, that day, I didn't get food stamps, Dave. And I left there, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, stupid pension security, stupid woman. You know, and I left there, and I'm like, no, man, don't think like you used to, man. How many knows you think different if you're a real Christian? Those thoughts come, but you're like, nah, I can't think that way. I'm a Christian. That's not you. That's Him working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Transform, trying to get you to conform to the image of Jesus Christ, that it will bring that joyful full to the full overflowing life, that you will have your finances in shape. You will have your peace in shape. You will have your family in shape. Your family will line up with the will of God. It's my job. It's my boss. No, it's not your boss. I quit depending on my boss. I started getting raises. I was in less than a year, I was making more money than my brother that's done gone on to be with the Lord than he had made his whole life since he was 15 years old. All that happened in 8 months. Because I took a stand, because I started tithing, giving, I found out that the tithe belonged to the Lord, and all I was doing is got His money every week. And what was I going to do with His money? It was so sacred to me and Teresa, special to us when we backslid. Don't tell me you can't backslid. I've been there and went back to doing meth and pornography and all kinds of ungodly stuff. Went back there to doing drugs and smoking pot and drinking. Don't tell me you can't backslide on the Lord. Backslide means you don't go to church anymore. You don't pray anymore. You don't give your tithe anymore. You're not doing anything for the kingdom anymore. That's backsliding. Well, you know what, praise God? Your boss can't stop you. He said something else. I want to see it. Now, Jonah was commissioned. Somebody told me one time, they said, well, Jonah, you know, he was a preacher. Every one of us has been given the ministry of reconciliation. Every one of us, everybody has been washed in the blood and bought by the price. And our life is not our own, but He will let us enjoy this journey that we're on down here walking with Him when we are not making excuses. My husband, my co-workers, My grandkid, Travis, blah, 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 about his grand. Like I didn't have a kid. Like I didn't drive a bus and pick up about, I think it was only have to have 25 in there and I had 30. First started this church, I pastored it, Sunday school, went and took a bus and drove, got kids, worked a full-time job. You know what I had to do, Dave? I had to depend on God to strengthen me, to help me, and He did. He showed up. I had to depend on Him to help me separate the sermons where I could do Sunday school because the Sunday school teacher didn't want me to baptize somebody that wasn't married. I baptized them and he quit. God told me, Teresa, and I said, oh my God, we won't have nobody there. She's not the one. That's the devil. I was buying the devil for her to do Sunday school. I wouldn't trade her for a million of them now, would you? No. But boy, I couldn't. You know what, Dave? I had to trust God because I thought she'll run everybody off. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. You don't have to. It was real. I had to walk by faith. Hallelujah. And you know what? Some of y'all's lives have been jacked up from the floor up, and I got to know y'all's lives a little bit, and I thought, oh my God, we going to have the Lord for them. Right? And they're going to come in again, and we're going to be like, oh my God, here we go again. Woo! But you know what? I seen them fix that bunch, and I done walked and seen them fix that bunch. And that was almost impossible. Some of y'all's in here. Some of them was almost impossible. I thought I'll backslide trying to help them. I got a 1 Peter 5:7 them. Y'all know what 1 Peter 5:7 is? He says, casting all your care over on the Lord. See, I cast my care of my job trying to get in the way of serving God. I cast my business over on the Lord and gave it to Him, praise God. I cast this ministry over on the Lord. That's why some of y'all are sane and going somewhere today. Hallelujah. You know what? Jonah had a mission. How many knows God has you on a mission? A mission to be healed. All of God's promises are in Him, yes and amen. I mean, this boy's two days in church, been looking for, I heard a testimony the other day, good Lord, looking for somewhere to rent, $1,300 a month. I'm like, geez, no wonder you're crying. I didn't know rent was that high. I don't rent. Right? And I mean, he's living in his, according to him, living in his truck. Staying with some friend every now and then, they probably ain't gonna let him stay all week. I wouldn't either. I love you, man, but I'm sure you'd get on my nerves somewhere or another. If they stay, you won't let them come live with you either, because they'll get on your nerves once you get in you want your space, right? Yeah. But two services here in church, and all of a sudden he's gonna have a house tomorrow. Gonna have somewhere going after God. Going after God opens doors that would not. How many knows God spoke to the heart of Pharaoh and hardened his heart so he wouldn't let the children of Israel go? And then he showed all these plagues to them, right? How many he said, I'm going to show them that I am Almighty God. I'm going to show myself real to these people. Pray God that when they get to the Red Sea, they'll know that I'm God. And when I bring them out in that wilderness, they will know because they done seen me bring them out with all kinds of plagues and all of that. Well, Jonah knew all that. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. Jonah hated the people there. I don't know why he hated them. I bet people come here, you know, and they've been rivalries with one another. Blah, blah, blah. They can't come to church here. So I just split them. I said, ain't nobody leaving here. You sit over here, you sit over here. God brought y'all here. God brought, see, they didn't come to a pastor. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? Let's take a quarter. Y'all flip. Somebody call heads or tails, and whichever gets it gets to stay. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. They do it. They've been here a long time. They bought two chairs in 1947. Get your chairs and get out of here. We got lives at stake here. That's what happened to Jonah. A big storm come up, but God, and I mean he gets on there and goes down there and goes to sleep like Jesus. But he wasn't going to be in peace like Jesus. That storm comes up, man, they start throwing everything off the ship he paid to go way away from Nineveh. See, some people runs from the house of God. That's okay. There's a storm come up, bless God, and then they go down and wake him up. Hey, up there, they're praying to their God, and it wasn't God, Mac. They're crying out to their God. They go down and wake him up, and they say, hey, man, come on, get up, cry out to your God. Cry out to your God, man, we're perishing. And the Bible says that he told them. He told them. What was he doing? Repenting. He told them. He said, man, I'm the reason. See, I don't know if he said I'm running from God. God's wanting me to go that way and I'm going that way. So they threw him off. Then the big fish come, swallowed him up. And then 3 days. Can you imagine a bass swallowing you? Or a big catfish in Gunnersville. You're down there swimming. You down there in there. 3 days. The Bible says that the weeds and stuff was wrapped around his head. Ain't no telling what this fish has swallowed. I mean, he's been hunting up on swallowing big sharks and stuff through the weed patch and got weed. I don't know. And just imagine 3 days it's done stinking. You ever had a rotten mater? Man, that mater goes to rot. Woo! Well, here he is in there and he cries out to God. And says, God, I'm ready to go do. See, what I'm saying here, I'm going to end it up with this. See, some of us are going without God. Some people want to go on their own journey and have God put their stamp on their approval. That's the way Jonah was. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We find the will of God, then we set out to do the will of God. If we can't seem to find the means to do the will of God, then we believe God to give us the means to do the will of God. And God will back up whatever His will is. It's His will for you to be saved. Believe Him. Stand on the Word of God. Confess over your body that I am the healed of God. Bless God, and no weapons. I told somebody they'd been attacked and everything. We all get attacked, right? I told him, I said, this church is coming to a place where the shield of faith is out amongst everybody. And it comes and it goes, bing, 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 bing. No flu, no COVID, no fear, no nothing. Right? We take a stand. And I told that person, I said it should have put you in the hospital. I said, that's what it means. When it says no weapons formed against me will prosper. It might come against me in thorn, but if I stand in faith, it can't prosper. Jonah repented and God spoke to the whale and the whale spit him up right in the middle of his destiny. See, and he went and preached and the whole city, just think about it, he preached and everybody got saved. Their kids begin to get well. They begin to walk in love. They begin to have a better life. Things begin to get better for that whole city. See, your life carries a purpose other than yours. I'm going to tell you this and quit because we got to go. We were up the other day and this guy, he's a dreamer. He's one of my customers, been doing doors for me. He's a real Christian. He's one of them. He's faith every time you hear him, boy. I mean, he faces all kinds of problems, and I mean, keeps that faith, and he's built a legacy for himself. Well, I tell him about Travis, him, and I didn't know it was this guy was appraising his property. I didn't know who he was. He just had a camera hanging around his neck. We went up there, and so I told him, hey, you remember his building? Talking about Travis. Travis was telling about it down there when he didn't have no money. All he had was a dream, but gonna believe it in. He's telling that guy that. He said, I ain't got the money to build it. I ain't got the money to do it. But he's telling him, I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God. Bring it in, bring it in, bring it in. And so I was telling him, I said, you remember his building? And he looked, and oh, yeah, I remember now. I said, you know, he set out to do it, and he took the backhoe and hit rock. I said, the first thing he started running into was trouble. I said, but he let that trouble, I said, he didn't let that trouble discourage him. I said, there was only one way to get the foundation of that building, and it was up. I said, that means you had to go get a dump truck and start driving and hauling dirt if he wanted the dream, if he wanted the vision to come to pass. He had to work with the vision. I said, that building is done today. I said, he didn't borrow no money. He believed it in. I said, and God brought it in, completed that building. I said, but he could have quit. Well, when I said, God brought it in. Well, then that guy, he said, oh, he said, hey, man. Well, this guy, he said, you want me to pay you? I said, nah, don't give me nothing. It's fine. I want to give you at least, I said, I don't want no $100. And then I looked at that photographer. I thought it was a photographer. And I said, hey, man. He said, well, thank you for being a witness. Thank you for being a witness for Jesus. You know,
I didn't say nothing about Jesus.
Right? I told him God. Yeah. Well, I said, well, hey, man, I said, you got $100? And they started laughing. He said, oh, I ain't got $100. And I said, well, you want to take a picture? But I didn't know he's taking pictures because he's praising that place or something, you know. But what I'm saying there, see, what if I hadn't been telling about the glory of God? It wouldn't have been a witness, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and thank you, Father. If you're here in this house,